4CF Mobile.
KO4HKX.
I wasn't sure if you were out there or not. I didn't see you on the APRS write-off.
Excursion, I'm not running my APRS right now.
Second half of the trip.
Over your way.
Thornburg and Greenville, while you were down here?
Columbus Tri-Line now. Just across the state line.
Clyde Street Pizza, while you're there.
The T-Bar Club's having their Thanksgiving get-together.
Nice. Just don't eat too much. You won't be able to haul yourself back up in the excursion.
It is not near as high as my pickup truck.
This truck I'm in now, it's been a little getting used to, because this is a little bit higher than my other truck.
It is that. Hey, I was going to ask you, did you do something about that hood ornament was on it the other day?
Not of it.
Oh, nah, you got a good looking truck. I like it.
In the day, try to get some estimates on some tinning done, especially on the back glass, and probably a little bit on the sides, just kind of tone down the sun a little bit. They quoted me about $480. I don't really know if that's good or bad. I really had to tint a car in so long, it ain't funny, so it's not an option on the lease cars. So I don't know, I might end up getting it done. It definitely needs to be done.
Bad price, actually. I had the windows on the tool truck done. I had the two side windows tinted with regular, very light tint, and then I had the windshield done in a clear ceramic so it would reflect the heat. It cost me over $400 just for that.
That don't sound too bad then.
Like I said, I had the windshield tinted. That cost a little extra too. But like I said, it has no tint on it. It's just a clear ceramic to reflect the UV and the heat.
Well, now I was going to do the little strip on the front down to the AS1 line, but other than that, I don't think I'll do any more. Like I said, most of the dark will be on the back, whatever the legal limit is, and then just a light tint on the sides, the driver and the passenger for the front, and then the one line across the top.
The legal limit is in South Carolina. North Carolina, it's 35% on the front, and as long as you have two functioning mirrors, you don't have to have windows behind you. So you can go as black as you want to on those.
I know South Carolina's got, I don't know what the law is. I looked it up. Wasn't really that important. I just figured I'd tell whoever it was that was doing it. I want the legal limit for the back and be done with it.
I don't blame you. A lot of glass and cut down on some of that heat in the summertime, that's for sure. And I'm telling you what, people already got their Christmas lights out.
Listen, I think I'll probably be decorating this weekend. My wife's already mentioned it, so it's probably going to happen. But I'll have to make her hold off till at least after Thanksgiving to cut them on.
Wait till Thanksgiving Day or the day after Thanksgiving to put our tree up. But this year we're doing it next Wednesday, because that's when my son can be there. Family traditions we started when he was little, him helping me put the tree up, so try to continue that on as long as we can.
What you mean? We did real trees forever. That was a real hard tradition to give up, but man, as much as they were charging for them, I eventually just had to break down and just go with artificial. But yeah, we do the same thing. There's certain decorations that I'll put on, and then the kids just have free roam to do everything else.
That's the way it was when he was younger. My wife's got those Hallmark Eskimo ornaments she's been collecting since 1985, and since her mom and dad used to buy them every year for her. So we wouldn't let him put those on, so I had to hang all those. But now that he's older, he knows to take care of it, so he can help do it. Plus, he can reach the top of the tree. He's much taller than I am.
And they can reach the top of it. I mean, my oldest now, he'll probably be the one, but I'll do the top ones, and the wife's got a couple of those. But then she always buys them an ornament every year, a little, you know, it might be a Darth Vader or something. She takes them, buys them one of those Hallmark ornaments, and puts those up every year. So we get a new one, and then she's got boxes full of them now. So I had to invest in more storage. But, yeah, I know what you mean. KO4, see ya.
4-H-Kicks, yeah. That ornament collection grows over the years, doesn't it?
Yeah, none of them are in little bitty boxes. They're, you know, boxes three times as big as the ornament, and that just takes up a ton of room.
Some that we don't put out anymore, they actually have voice recordings on them from years ago. So we don't keep those out, but we'll put them out, not on the tree.
That's a pretty cool ornament right there.
An ornament, my wife found it somewhere, and a couple of them, and you can just do a digital voice recording on it, and it's got my son saying Merry Christmas and, you know, I love you and that kind of stuff on it, so you can play through it. It's pretty neat.
Jug enough and still sounded cute.
I want to say he was about 3 years old when we done it. Two or three, somewhere right around there.
Pretty cool ornament to have.
That's back when digital recording was just starting to become a thing.
It's common, or, you know, it's all online, in the cloud, blah, 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 all that good stuff.
I miss being able to film. It's just something about it. I still have my camera. I can still do it. But everything's so much easier with the digital, but I don't know, it's just not the same. Something about flipping through actual pictures.
Our cameras are making a comeback now. The generation growing up now, they like disposable cameras and old film. They like the grainy effect that it gets.
That's just like LPs are making a comeback. And I was cleaning out Mom's place a little bit there after she passed. I found, I don't know, probably 40, 50 of those little Kodak disposable cameras that I got to get sent off and try to put somewhere to send those now. It's kind of fun.
Got to send those off anymore.
You hit the 285?
Roger that.
Let's jump over there. I'm starting to lose 60. KO4HK. Let's QSY to 285.
KF, QSY.